And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
After the 8 o'clock news, I got a bull rider for you. That's right, a big event at West Banco Arena, Professional Bull Riding Association, PBR. And let me tell you, if you've never ridden a bull, and most people haven't, I actually have. Raptor Arena, I was there. It was surreal. They're amazing animals, and it's just an amazing thing to see. So I've got a bull rider for you. His name is Connor Halverson. He'll be joining us after the 8 o'clock news and talking about the big event at West Banco. Two-day event. Very big event. And the bulls are just, they're incredible, magnificent animals. They really are. All right, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. If you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. The good news is I'll be on until 9 o'clock this morning Eastern Time. And then you can also hear encore presentations of my show Thursday morning and Friday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Download that River Network app, then click River Talk. So, why do I hate the Pledge of Allegiance? It's not a goof. This is an honest-to-God for real thing. I just hate it. See, I'm an American. I understand American history. I understand why we are a nation. Because our founding fathers cared about what? It's not a trick question. They cared about liberty. Individual liberty. Just leave us the hell alone to live our lives. This country is all about liberty. It's not about government. It's not about government at all. It's about liberty. This is a very important point. The Pledge of Allegiance, the reason I'm bringing this up is there is a there are some lawmakers in Ohio, state house there. They want to create a policy for students to cite the Pledge of Allegiance. I think this is an absolutely terrible, horrible thing, having our kids recite this thing. Ohio House Bill 117 would require the boards of education throughout the state to create a policy with a manner and time for students to cite the Pledge of Allegiance each day. No words in the Pledge of Allegiance should be changed by the district's policy, according to the bill. This is a story that was published on the website for WTRF Channel 7. Got to give credit where credit is due. If someone doesn't want to participate in the Pledge of Allegiance, the bill would allow the student to not participate, which, by the way, the Supreme Court already agreed, or already ruled on that back in the 1940s. So why do I hate the Pledge of Allegiance? Well, I think I already told you. Because this country was founded on liberty, individual liberty. Have you really stopped to think about what the Pledge of Allegiance really is? Oh, it's patriotism. No, it's not patriotism. You pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic. That means you're pledging allegiance to government. Government, that's what it is. The flag, which certainly can represent liberty and has on many occasions, also represents government. And the republic is a government. The government that they created after the Articles of Confederation were ended. We are teaching our kids to pledge allegiance to government. That's what the Pledge of Allegiance is. An allegiance to government. We should not be doing this. What is government? Government is politicians and bureaucrats and rules and regulations and lobbyists. Government is taxation. Government, you know, taxation is theft. And I can go on and on forever. Why on earth would you want to train your children to pledge allegiance to government, which is politicians and bureaucrats? Our founding fathers were not willing to risk it all for our own government. They were willing to risk it all for liberty. They weren't fighting for the Articles of Confederation. They weren't fighting for the Second Continental Congress. They were fighting for liberty. And they realized that they had to have some form of government that had to be small, that had to be very easily controlled, or else it would grow into a monstrosity, which is what it has done yet again. It's called the Statue of Liberty. It's not called the Statue of the Government. They were the Sons of Liberty, not the Sons of the Articles of Confederation. All of this, everything here is about liberty. That's the foundation here. Not pledging allegiance to politicians and bureaucrats and anyone else connected with government. We are not making good citizens here by making sure that these poor children are pledging allegiance to government. We should be teaching them about liberty, individual liberty. The fact that we have not for, 200 years now or 150 years, however long this thing's been around, might explain why we're having so many problems now with the deep state. This whole Pledge of Allegiance was written by a socialist, a guy who was trying to sell American flags. And it caught on. And of course, the government, any politician would go, oh, yes, Pledge of Allegiance. We want these people to have their loyalty to us, the government. No. If the founding fathers were around today, well, first, I'd love to have them as guests on my show. What a get that would be. Oh, my God. But anyway, if they were around today, they would be appalled by the Pledge of Allegiance. Appalled. It's like we risked it all for this. And if the founding fathers saw our children being forced to memorize the Pledge of Allegiance, our founding fathers would be heartbroken. The Pledge of Allegiance is simply saying, I have faith and I'll do whatever you want, government. That's what you're pledging allegiance to government. What is government? Politicians and bureaucrats and rules and regulations. It is the deep state, for God's sake. What do you think government is? When you're pledging allegiance, you are pledging allegiance to the deep state. Our founding fathers fought for liberty. They weren't fighting for a new government. They had to have something, but that wasn't their motivation. Their motivation was liberty. Pledge of Allegiance. I know it's an unpopular view, but when you stop and think about what you are really teaching your kids, and patriotism is about expelling foreigners from our country. That's what patriots are. People who expel foreigners from our country. It's not about zombies who are pledging allegiance to politicians and bureaucrats. That's what the Pledge of Allegiance is. Some socialist came up with this to sell American flags, and you bought it. This thing is horrible. It's absolutely horrible. Our founding fathers would be appalled. They would be absolutely appalled with this. All right. Enough about that. Next. Elon Musk confirms what I've been telling you, that the Biden administration was more than happy to leave those astronauts stranded up there, because it would not look good if Elon Musk, because he was supporting Donald Trump, It would help them with the election. So the Biden administration, which is the today's Democratic Party, which is run essentially by modern day Marxists, they were more than happy to leave the astronauts stranded up there. Elon Musk was talking with Sean Hannity about this.
I'm only going to ask you one political question, just for clarification purposes only. I don't think this should really be a political night. I think this is, you know, a moment where the country should celebrate the fact that you were able to rescue them, that it happened successfully in spite of the difficulty, the challenges, and the danger. But I just want to clarify on the issue of whether or not you had offered to send this rocket to space to rescue these astronauts sooner to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I heard somebody earlier today say, in fact, that didn't happen when I believe it did.
No, we definitely offered to return the astronauts earlier. There's no question about that. The astronauts were only supposed to be there for 8 days, and they've been there for almost 10 months. So obviously that doesn't make any sense. SpaceX could have brought the astronauts back after a few months at most. And we made that offer to the Biden administration. It was rejected for political reasons, and that's just a fact.
You cannot begin to appreciate how horrible today's Democratic Party is. And remember, Biden was just some useless figurehead. But that's how horrible today's Democratic Party is. This is not your father's Democratic Party from, you know, Clinton and Gore and all of that. No, these are Marxists. These are Marxists. It's beyond terrible. It really is. All right, next. I actually found the paperwork this time. Yesterday, I couldn't find it for Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. And I asked you not to tell Tom because it was just so embarrassing. And apparently someone did tell him. In any event, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, full disclosure, another one of my clients, Dimitri, 2020 LLC, very proud of them. They have this incredible sale going on right now at Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. It's in Bridgeport, right next to Herb Electric. And if you care at all about your lawn and doing anything with your lawn, with your grounds, anything at all, have I got some incredible steals for you. The sale items that they have at Bridgeport Equipment and Tool are amazing. Steel is a big deal company in Germany that produces top quality equipment. I mean, absolutely top quality. Steel is spelled STIHL, but that's steel. And here are just some of the incredible values at Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport next to Herb Electric. Battery trimmer, an FSA 57 battery trimmer. The promotion price is only $229. And with that, you get a free extra battery valued at $140. That's right. It's a steal. The next, a gas trimmer, the FS56 RCE. The price, regular price, $230. Sale price, $199. You're saving roughly $30. It's a steal. The steel gas trimmer, the FS91R. The regular price, $360. Sale price, $329. You're saving $30. It's a steal. And the steel self-propelled battery lawnmower, $800. Well, you get a free battery with that worth $300. It's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool in Bridgeport next to Herb Electric. And Bridgeport Equipment has 11 stores. Did you know that? I did not know that. I had no earthly idea. And the big one the huge one in Marietta is the Mega Mall. And they've got incredible boats there, including lots of Crown Line models that the discounts, the sale prices are insane. I'm looking at one right now. The 220 SS had been $125,000, now just $99,000. Bridgeport Equipment, incredible values on boats, Crown Line, and that's at their Mega Mall in Marietta. Bridgeport Equipment in Marietta, the Mega Mall. Just go down 79. It's a beautiful drive. It really is. And if you want some great values on Yamahas, including Raptors and Wolverines, buggy side-by-sides and everything else, two other Bridgeport stores, the one in Pennsboro and in Ripley, they have incredible sale prices. The Bridgeport Equipment Yamaha Blowout Sale, RMAX. You've got the Wolverine, you got the Raptor, and the just incredible values. And so all of this, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, you go there, you say, Dimitri sent me, I want all the sales, because every sale, it's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. All right, fine. So there's that. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. After the news, we'll be talking with a guy who likes getting on bulls who do everything in their power to knock him off and then probably try to gore him or whatever the bulls do. But they're very unpleasant animals. And you would be, too, if some cowboy got on your back and started to ride you. So we'll be talking with a real live bull rider, the big event, West Banco Arena, this weekend.